Good evening, truckers everywhere. This is Hutton Orbital Live, and we're ready and raring to go. That is, except those who are busy loading their balls ready for Saturday's big night. I'm Rudolf Hucker.
I'm Harry Balzac.
Somehow, an appropriate name for this weekend.
I'm Norma Snookers.
I'm long-suffering Lou Snookers.
I'm Willie B. Hardigan.
And these are the headlines. Passing out at Hutton that doesn't involve gin? Will wonders never cease?
Pilots fight over baubles as teabagging commences.
Has anyone seen our truckers?
Top trucker Buck ducks out with Italianate pirate magnate.
Silly bleeder speeder, as little breaker, breaker of little 2-2.
Atrus 5060 gives us all the news on Desperate Dan.
All the latest intel from Hackswing.
All the best guesses from Lou.
All the initiative from Norma.
And in a first, a second apology.
First tonight, in a passing out parade attended by the entire Hutton administrative team wearing their number ones, Alvin DeFeer, our fluffy patron and figurehead, anointed the latest graduate from the Hutton Hearing Dog Academy. Cookie, long-time trainee Zero-G Momus Bog Spaniel, had earned a scholarship paid for by the Hutton Truckers and has completed the rigorous training regime. Now fully qualified, Cookie will be adopting a system in need and providing all the care and assistance that only a Hutton-trained, or at least sponsored, Spaniel can provide. Here at Hutton, we are delighted that our particular style will be passed on to those in need. There was a minor incident as the presiding graduation officer forgot the ceremonial chew toy, but one of Commander Psycho Cow's flight suit boots was donated to the cause, and proudly, and with permission, given a good savaging. With the pending naming of a new arrival to the trainee team here at Hutton, we're excited to meet our newest team member, though we understand that due to gestational timescales, plus finding a suitable parent or parents, we may have a hiatus until Hutton's 100% more fluffy puppy. Of course, Alvin will be more than able to deliver his fluffy belly for rubs in the meantime. 07, Cookie, and For the Mug.
Balls and all is this week's rallying cry. Yes, commanders from across the galaxy and using all three preparatory flight systems have been descending on Bento to collect the summer balls ready for the Gawain Dance Dusty Bento Ball Ball. Cutters, pythons, anacondas and a wealth of cobras have been making their way to the station, and 18 balls at a time, trying to stuff their holds to the brim with a load that makes the ball pit at the local soft play centre look wholly inadequate. There has been fighting over who gets the best balls. The shiniest ones have been polished with an inch of their lives, and plenty of shenanigans, with piles of them being used as a hall of mirrors. A number of commanders have had to report to Nurse Wyeth, who has taken up station on the station, with reports of someone bringing a strobe light and dazzling everyone within 100 metres of the radius of the pile, as if seeing all the stars on the route isn't enough without the little blue dots in your vision for weeks afterward. There are rumours of a coalition between the dastardly SDC, SAPCO and some bloke called Tom to try and grab our balls. Will Hutton be stopped by these threats? Never. We will make the delivery like the good truckers we are. Of course, what do we say? For the mug, terms and conditions apply. You may not end up at the end of the convoy in the same ship you started in. Alvin accepts no responsibility for your NPC crew member rage quitting due to danger. Any illegal actions may make it harder for you to deliver your balls. Do not inhale the dance dust. Not unless you're wearing flares and have the buttons of your shirt undone. Stars are dangerous. Don't hit them. Make sure you know how long 3 minutes are. Getting lost is not an option. You could opt out at any time by responding with the message, "I'm a trucker. Get me out of here."
A missing persons report has been filled with this very orbital in the last few days, in fact, a brace of them. In a worrying turn, certain well-known members of the community have failed to appear for their weekly briefing and, without notice, have vanished off the face of space. First, Commander Bucknecked, spokesperson for Lake and Spaceways, was last seen picking up a delivery of 1,000-year-old sake in his Type 9 and setting off for a party that someone told him about in a bar. His ship transponder, either through technical fault, which we can't believe, being a super-duper Lakan and they never go wrong, no sorry. Nefarious deeds. We wonder if he's been seeing funny lights in his dreams, like that chap on Galnet, or some form of temporary space herbatory, which in his case is not that unlikely. We fully anticipate that next time we see Mr. Naked, he may well be proving that normative determinism is actually a thing, and not only thing covering his dignity, might be a mighty beard. Second on our missing persons list is the unique Frisian paint job of the space cow himself, flown by Commander Psycho Cow. Last seen earlier today, loading up for the convoy, his comms beacon has been switched off and his mellifluous, though rather unintelligible, Glaswegian tones have fallen silent. We are a little worried, as he's supposed to be at the head of the convoy on Saturday night, but we've prepared an inflatable stand-in. Or we will do once we find the industrial air pump and puncture repair kit. Yes, someone tried inflating the cow blimp inside the docking bay, and there are short, pointy bits everywhere, leading to the escape of gas alongside a rather rude noise that could be heard as far away as George's pants. If anyone sees the missing Huttonites, can someone put them in a passing beluga, give them a quick shower and a bite to eat, and point them in the direction of Hutton Space?
Breaking news about our Mr. Naked. We have an update. Bucknecked has flown the coop and flown the Atlantic to visit Rome, where we have had reports of sightings of the dastardly Don Antonacci, who may have travelled up country from his ancestral Sicily. We suspect that since the Don had said that everything is on the table when it comes to ship trading, that Buck may be having secret talks regarding a new luxury pirate vessel with furry handcuffs for the prisoners, or the crew, depending on preference, scream-deadening carpets in all the corridors, infinity pool in the crew lounge, gold-plated skull and crossbones bobblehead free in every cabin. We'll bring you news as we get it. Meanwhile, it appears that Buck has been adding to his historic encounter by taking advantage of his historical location. We have gained access to some exclusive photos that show Buck examining the male statues with a smug grin on his face, and have heard unconfirmed rumours of him wearing his famous ECM suit, laying down in the public parks and shouting, "See, that's how you do a fountain," before asking passers-by if they want to see his baby elephant impression.
Here is an incident report, read on behalf of the stand-in apology officer. Sorry. Hutton Orbital Truckers Cooperative Incident Report Form. A location between 500 metres and 0 metres from Pad 3, Hutton Orbital. Date of incident, 5th of June 3305. Reporting officer, Commander Litho 2. Circulate to His Fluffiness Alvin DeFeer and Progenitor Leo Wolf. Type of incident, station damage, property damage. Type of damage, ship, dignity, flight suit cleaning bill. Details of incident. I, Commander Litho 2, was co-opted into assisting Commander Lithobreaker, here under referred to as the speed-obsessed idiot, with another of his ridiculous attempts at setting a fast time for reaching our lovely Hutton orbital. This help mostly consists of parking my Type 6 500 meters away from Pad 3 and simply staring into space. Since the speed-obsessed idiot can be quite persuasive, or at least irritatingly persistent, I agreed, if only to shut him up. So I boarded my beloved craft, took off, and parked up facing the pad. As I was to be there for several hours, I settled into my flight seat with a small whiskey for the mug and started to listen to the latest Gownet updates. The next thing I was aware of was jerking awake due to the sound of a shout over my comm system. Apparently, the speed-obsessed idiot had arrived. Unfortunately, it seems that I had neglected to fasten my safety restraints in my flight seat and had floated out of it, twisting around somewhat. As I awoke, my foot twitched, kicking my throttle out of its idle state into a more excited, full position. Due to my being in zero gravity, sideways on and to the left of my flight seat, the first I knew of this was that I was falling rapidly towards the rear of the cockpit. My other foot chose this time to further complicate matters by catching on the headrest of my seat, causing me to start to spin. Happily, this spin was only brief, since only a few seconds later, my head made sudden contact with the bulkhead and my flight became a crumple. I was momentarily dazed by this, which is deeply unfortunate, as it meant that I didn't react to the proximity warnings in a sufficiently prompt manner, which resulted in my colliding with one of the lightning pylons surrounding Pad 3, which was thankfully not occupied at the time. Since I had not requested docking permission, the nice people in station security took this opportunity to request that I vacate the area, warning that they would assist with this shortly, using some fairly extreme-sounding measures. I struggled back to my seat, took the controls, and swiftly applied thrust directly into the pylon, thus tangling even further. Realizing my mistake, I reversed and tried to back away and move off, but alas, was not quick enough to satisfy your enthusiastic security officers. I must say they really are most efficient. I am submitting this report while in transit back to Hutton, after jumping back into system from the penal facility that your nice security team were kind enough to drop my escape pod off at after they thoroughly removed my ship from the pad area. Once the damage to the station has been assessed, please forward the bill to Commander Lithobreaker, the speed-obsessed idiot, as I am quite adamant that this is all his fault. Yours, etc., Litho 2, Commander.
Good evening, truckers! Atrus 5060 reporting in once again with the latest intel from Canon Research on the Thargoids. It has been a little bit of a mixed week for humanity, truckers, with the successful operations to lift incursions in Crotones, Gavia, Shukayini, Apoya and Frigyang, as well as successful defence of Farroalan. Haxwing has been hard at work participating in the defence of these systems, so congratulations are in order. Unfortunately, due to the Thargoids' new tactics of attacking systems with minimal numbers of ships and space being ever so big, defending systems has become quite the challenge for anti-Xeno pilots since there are fewer Thargoid ships to be found to attack. As a result, we were unable to defend poor Dan. Bless his soul, he's a simple man. Tammet, Hip 30045, Obasiosaur and Opetis. Incursions are live in these systems and the burning stations are in dire need of aid to evacuate civilians and deliver emergency supplies. Eagle Eye has revealed the Thargoids are launching new offences in HIP 14997, Atlante, Garonxians, Etherni, Cottigeni and Goringathi. That's a bold sounding place, isn't it? Hax Command will set your priorities for where to fight. That's lovely of them. So keep an eye out for orders from Commander Falco Took. It will take hard work and dedication to lift all the incursions and defend the new targets. But I know you're up to the challenge. So after you're done delivering your bento balls... Oh, crikey, lots and lots of balls... Get back in the gunner's seat and show Tharg the Mighty that they picked the wrong group to mess with. Good luck out there for the mug.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
We successfully defended our primary and secondary areas last week, so well done, truckers. This week we will be picking up where we left off in Tamit and driving Tharg's minions from the system. Then we will be moving on to Garonxians to help Cooper Industries defend Dirichlet Enterprise and keep it off Operation Ida's repair list. You can help in Tamit by fighting in AX conflict zones or by evacuating personnel from Iron's dock. For Garonxians, we will be hunting for bugs hiding in non-human signal sources. You can quickly sort through those using the FSS scanner. If you need tips on AX combat, be sure to ask in the Hutton Facebook or Discord, or head over to the Haxwing Facebook group. Don't forget that Tharg loses interest in a system when the snack tin is empty, so ferrying evacuees is just as effective as fighting. Okay, truckers, let's mount up, fight hard, ferry many, and defend the mug.
End Haxcom transmission. Defend the mug.
Truckers, beware. The wolves are out of control. They're in a terrifying pack and about to break loose on a rampage across the galaxy. In other words, we have way too many systems over 60%. Again, we do not need a return to the old days of rampant, uncontrolled expansions. What Alvin wants is a stability, peace and quiet, and targeted actions on his command. So, forget the lists. I'm not reading it out anyway. It's got longer than one of Atrus's. And take heed of Alvin's message. And for those of you that don't know, woof, woof, bark, grrr, whimper, woof means keep my bloody systems around 50% or I'll bite your arse off. Over in Colonia, EL Procol Centauri is in a boom state, Deriso is in pretty much all of them at once, and to balance that, Tyr is not in a state. Medical missions and medical passenger missions are needed in Deriso, missions and passenger missions in Tyr and EL Procol Centauri, bounty hunting and missions in EL Procol Centauri, but hand the bounties in at Tyr. If you have any extra free time, the Colonia Citizens Network would use a little bit of our help in EL Procol Centauri too. Ending on a high note, we have gained our election in PSPF LF2, Rincewind Cymru might stop moaning at me now I've said it properly, and once the convoy is out of the way, we can focus on the election and take control of Leningrad Orbital. For the mug truckers, and over to Norma.
Sagittarius I has announced plans to construct an asteroid station in the Malise system and have requested various commodities to be delivered to McMullen Ring in the Malise system. More on that later.
Hutton Orbital Incident Report. Date of incident, 4th June 2019. Location, Arunach. Type of incident, assault on me. Anyway, reporting officer, Mia Harkness. Well, it all started innocently enough. My colleagues were going out to hunt down some ne'er-do-wells in Arunach. I hadn't taken my Challenger out for ages, so I thought, yeah, what's the worst that can happen? Well, I was going to find out, wasn't I? I got in system and headed over to the Hazres site at Arunach 2. There were some dodgy characters in there and no mistake. bashed up ships with laser burns along the hull, cussing and swearing across the comms and weapons of the hair trigger. I did relax a bit though when I realised they were our guys. The Corvettes, three Corvettes and the Vulture, were carving up the zone, separating wanted ships from the herd and laying into them without mercy. A Federal dropship fell, then an Anaconda, followed by two Crate Phantoms and a DBX and a Wing. Then things get quiet, too quiet. All the trigger fingers get itchy, so when I passed in front of Madure to investigate a nearby Viper, he dropped his Ladies of Lacon calendar and let loose with every bit of firepower at his disposal. If it hadn't been for my masterful piloting skills, the psychotic bastard would have taken me out there and then. Warnings flashed up and he realised he had been fined 400 credits for assault, quite right. We jumped out before every ship in the Hazres site turned on him, including the hotbox pilots. Well, 400 credits is 400 credits. Shortly thereafter, Wraith Bobby B got all shooty when he turned his barge of a Corvette round and saw a ship in front of him. My ship. Again, lasers, bang, dodge, boost, dodge, and Bobby earns a 400 credit fine for assault. Both pilots dropped in at Leningrad to have a word with the authorities, but they were having none of it. They were sent to a prison ship for a crime they most certainly did commit. These men promptly escaped, well, paid their fines and were released from a maximum security penal ship. Hunted by Momus Bog Spaniels, they make a living as independent pilots and a lap dancer. If no one else is available, and if you can find them in the bar, then maybe you can hire Madure and Bobby. Actually, Bobby makes plenty of credits as a pilot, so we're not really sure why he does the lap dancing, but he's very insistent. They both paid their respective debts to society, but they're both worth a watching as well. And you want to avoid Bobby if you're in the bar. Be warned, and happy Korean Children's Union Foundation Day. Mia Harkness, Apology Officer, Team Hotbox, sorry again.